Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, January the 29th. As rebels overrun the city of Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Pope Francis makes a major appeal for peace in the nation. Dozens are killed in a stampede at a major Hindu festival in northern India. And in his weekly catechesis, Pope Francis calls on Catholics to follow the example of Saint Joseph. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tullock. Rebel fighters from the Rwanda-backed M23 militia group have overrun much of the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo and taken control of the airport. The escalating tensions have forced thousands from their homes in search of safety, with Catholic aid agencies lamenting the looming humanitarian crisis. Pope Francis launched a major appeal today at his general audience, calling on the warring parties to seek peace. Speaking to thousands of pilgrims in the Vatican, the Pope expressed concern over the plight of Goma's 2 million civilian residents. Devon Watkins has more.
Pope Francis appealed on Wednesday for prayers for civilians in Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo as rebels overrun the eastern city which borders Rwanda.
Mentre prego per il pronto ristabilimento della pace.
As I pray for the swift restoration of peace and security, he said at the general audience, I call on local authorities and the international community to resolve the conflict through peaceful means. He expressed concern for the worsening situation and urged all parties to cease hostilities and safeguard civilians in Goma and surrounding areas. The Pope also brought attention to riots on Tuesday in the capital, Kinshasa, as protesters stormed embassies of countries they say are complicit in the conflict in North Kivu province.
Quanto accade nella capitale, Kinshasa.
I'm also following with great apprehension the events unfolding in the capital, he said, and I hope that all forms of violence against people and their property will cease. Fighting escalated in Goma in recent days as M23 rebels have fought government forces for control of the capital of the DRC's North Kivu province. The militia, reportedly backed by Rwanda, marched into the city of 2 million people on Monday, marking a dramatic escalation of their decade-long insurgency. M23 seized the airport on Tuesday and has since sought to consolidate its control over Goma. The city's 4 main hospitals have been overwhelmed by hundreds of thousands of injured people seeking treatment. According to the Red Cross, civilians arrive by bus or motorbike bearing bullet or shrapnel wounds. Local church officials have reported shelling of ecclesial infrastructure leading to the death of civilians. On Monday, Bishop Willie Ngumbi Ngengele, the diocesan bishop, said shelling hit the neonatal unit of the church-run hospital, killing several newborn babies. Thousands of Goma residents have fled their homes since Monday, adding to the 1 million displaced persons already in the city. I'm Devon Watkins.
Many people in the DRC have found themselves confined to their homes, and among them is the family of brother Adolphe Mulanzegi. The consolata missionary, who is studying in Rome, told Vatican Radio that people in his home city of Goma are living in, quote, intense fear, with the city now caught in a state of panic.
Goma has been at the heart of this devastating crisis, and the situation is incredibly difficult. My family, like many others, is currently confined to their homes, unable to leave due to the ongoing violence. Communications has been very challenging because of the instability, and I remain in constant prayer for their safety. People in Goma are facing intense fear, with the city now caught in a state of panic. The people are uncertain of what the future holds as the conflict rages on, and many are living in extreme distress. Families are also finding it difficult to access basic needs like food, water, and health care. It is a heartbreaking reality to witness the suffering of so many innocent people.
Do you know if the local church is involved somehow?
So the church is deeply involved in responding to the humanitarian emergency caused by the conflict in Goma and the surrounding regions. The recent pastoral letter from Bishop William Gumbi of Goma is a testament of the church's active involvement. In his letter dated January 27, Bishop Gumbi condemned the recent bombings, including the attack on the neonatology unit at the Charity Materno General Hospital, which causes the death of newborns. He encouraged the faithful to show solidarity with the displaced stressing the importance of offering assistance and prayers for peace. But also the bishops and clergy in the region have been outspoken about the ongoing violence, and they have condemned the actions of M23 rebels and called for an immediate end to the hostilities. The meaning of their message is to emphasize the importance of dialogue, reconciliation, but also justice as the only sustainable solution to the crisis.
That was Brother Adofe Mulengezi speaking there to Vatican Radio's Father Paul Samosuno about the situation in the DRC. Pope Francis visited the country from the 31st of January to the 3rd of February, as Vatican Radio listeners know, to promote peace and reconciliation. In the capital, Kinshasa, he celebrated Mass at Ndolo Airport. He also met with victims of conflicts in the east of the country and encouraged charitable organisations. And he also condemned economic exploitation, and in a speech to the country's authorities, he urged unity. And now turning to Asia, dozens of people have been killed in a stampede in northern India. Tens of millions of people had gathered to take a dip in sacred river waters on what is believed to be the most auspicious day of a six-week Hindu festival. Linda Bordoni reports.
Authorities in Uttar Pradesh state said that at least 30 people were killed and 60 were injured in the pre-dawn stampede. Police sources and witnesses put the toll at nearly 40. The incident occurred as about 100 million Hindu devotees gathered at the Kumbh Mela site where two holy rivers meet, along with a third mythical river. The event that occurs every 12 years is the world's biggest gathering of humanity. Witnesses said bodies were still being brought to a medical college hospital morgue more than 12 hours after the tragedy. A police spokesman also said that 90 people were taken to the hospital after the stampede, of whom 30 died and the rest were being treated. Distraught relatives queued up to identify those killed in the stampede, which occurred when the crowds surged towards the confluence of the three rivers, where immersion is considered particularly sacred. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered condolences to devotees who have lost their loved ones. Officials had predicted up to 100 million pilgrims expected to attend the bathing day, and organisers said the stampede was set off when some of the devotees tried to jump barricades put up to manage crowds. But opposition parties blamed the tragedy on what they called the government's mismanagement and VIP culture that they said does not meet the needs of common people, and survivors are questioning the police's management. I'm Linda Bordoni.
Pope Francis held his weekly general audience this morning in the Vatican's Paul VI Hall. This morning, the Pope continued with his series of catecheses on Jesus Christ, our hope, dedicating this week's reflection to Saint Joseph. The Pope said that although Saint Joseph's faith was tested, he always trusted in the Lord. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has more.
Saint Joseph offers a humble and holy example of how to trust and welcome God's plans for us.
Giuseppe si fida.
Pope Francis offered this comforting reminder during his weekly general audience in the Vatican on Wednesday.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Continuing his catechesis series on the Jubilee Year's theme, Jesus Christ, Our Hope, the Holy Father reflected this week on Saint Joseph. The Pope recalled how Joseph's role in the fulfillment of God's saving plan was made known to him in a dream, and how, despite some initial doubts, he, with great faith and trust, responds by taking Mary as his wife and making a home for the incarnate Son of God.
Preferisce farsi guidare dalla sapienza divina.
As Joseph sleeps, the Pope recalled that he hears the words, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her, and that she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Faced with this revelation, the Holy Father recalled that Joseph does not ask for further proof. Rather, he trusts in God. The Pope remembered how Joseph, in all of this, does not utter a word, but believes. He does not express himself with idle words, but with concrete deeds. Joseph, the Holy Father remembered, trusts in God and obeys. The Holy Father urged faithful to follow his example, to likewise ask the Lord for the grace to dream and be open to God's dreams.
Giuseppe si fida di Dio.
Finally, Pope Francis concluded by inviting everyone to follow the saint's example of welcoming Christ and his plans for us into our lives. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Pope Francis sent a message today to the 6th International for World Balance Conference in Cuba. In a message to participants in the conference, Pope Francis focused on the Jubilee year's theme of hope, which he said gives Christians the faith and love for Jesus Christ, which then allows them to be ready to share in the struggles that are a part of the life of every person and every society. Christopher Wells tells us more.
Recalling his indiction of the Jubilee year, Pope Francis pointed to the signs of hope in the signs of the times, inviting participants in the For World Balance Conference to recognize the good in the world so as not to be tempted to consider ourselves overcome by evil and violence. The Pope expressed his hope that this conviction might impel us to work with courage so that hope may be translated into peace for a world still immersed in the tragedy of war. This conviction, the Pope said, calls us to abandon the logic of violence and commit ourselves to working for dialogue and democracy in order to build with courage and creativity spaces aimed at a lasting peace. Pope Francis explained that this required helping all those facing difficulties in life to look to the future with hope, which in turn involves supporting initiatives and paths that can help the poor and excluded to regain confidence in themselves and in society. Pope Francis said that Christ's admonition, "What you did to the least of these my brethren, that you did to me," invites Christians to recognize the image of God in every man and woman who are called to be brothers and sisters in the human family and children of God. But even for those who do not share faith in Christ, the Pope said, this affirmation retains its full force, for we are all called to live in fraternal gratuitousness, and everything we do for others has repercussions for us as individuals and as a society. Let us learn this lesson from love, the Pope said in conclusion, building hope that all may have what is necessary, teaching others to share with the poor, and to open ourselves with a generous welcome to others so that we may know how to contribute what we are and what we have to the common good. I'm Christopher Wells.
And finally, here in Rome, we've just wrapped up the Jubilee for Communications, which brought together thousands of Catholic journalists, writers and communications professionals for a weekend in Rome. To mark the occasion, Vatican Radio spoke to Phil Klei, an American Catholic writer and novelist, and asked him about how he navigates the relationship between his work and his faith.
What makes someone a Catholic writer? I don't really know exactly always how to answer that question. But one thing that I do think is important to me that I think about is that if I am writing as a novelist who's Catholic, one of the things that I do not have, one of the things that I can't do is luxuriate in the false comfort of despair. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're allowed to do that. I think you have to have, you write with a sense of hope. It may be a steely hope in the face of a very difficult world, but you have to write with a sense of hope nonetheless.
That was Phil Klei, a US Catholic writer and novelist, speaking there to Vatican Radio on the occasion of the Jubilee for Communicators. And that's all we have time for on this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, you can visit our website at www.vaticannews.va. And of course, also check out our social media pages. We're on Facebook, X and Instagram. Many thanks go to Patrizio Ciprari in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tolik. Goodbye.